Hey, self-improvement family. A better world starts with a better you, and yes, you can. So let's take another step toward your best self today. I was on a mentorship call with Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and he provided a really insightful perspective. He challenged the normal definition of productivity, breaking down the assumptions of it so that it can be observed plainly for what it is. Personally, I've always defined productivity as doing the things you want to be doing. I believe that we've slowly been seduced into thinking that you need to be creating or building or making progress to be productive. And with Jason's insight, I was finally able to arrive at why that's genuinely not true. Now hang with me as I dissect this. The word productivity is just the combination of two words: productive activity. It's to be active in productive ways. A simplified way of restating being active is just to call it doing. So we'll leave that one there. Now let's dive deeper into the meaning of productive. Productive is simply being able to produce. This is where interpretation comes in. To produce what? Society and culture have taught us that we must always be thinking about producing results, revenue, and efficiencies. But can't we also choose to produce joy, presence, mindfulness, and connection? Ultimately, you get to decide for yourself what you want to produce. It's your life, your time, and your attention. And to think that the only ingredients to a full, worthwhile, meaningful life is knocking off all the things on your to-do list is extremely short-sighted. A fulfilling life is finding a harmony of everything that's important to you and unique to you and what you want. Excelling at work, yes, but also taking care of yourself, growing strong relationships with people you care about, collecting unforgettable experiences, and living with integrity. That's why productivity is actually just doing the things you want to be doing. Because in that broader definition, you get to fill in the gaps of what you uniquely want to produce. Just to recap how we got there. Productivity equals productive activity equals doing things that produce the results you want equals doing the things you want to be doing. At the end of the day, the result we're all looking for is to live a harmonious, high-quality life. And anything we do that contributes to that goal then becomes productive. Now, what's amazing is when you live by this truer definition of productivity that is intentional and represents the balance that's authentic to what you want, you will ignite flow in your life and you'll multiply your experience with less effort. Hopefully, now you see how productivity has been misunderstood, and you have a new, more empowering way to relate with it that makes you feel less guilty when you do what you want to do within the big picture of your life and goals. I'm Brian Ford, and if this was interesting to you, please share it with someone else who will find it interesting too. You grew today. Let's do it again tomorrow on Self-Improvement Daily.